The observation that opinions are like belly buttons, everybody has one, is probably truer now than at any time in history. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. With the advent of social media, anyone can get on Facebook or Twitter and vent on any subject. Hiding behind the anonymity of the internet, people spew venom on anything and everything. Everyone seems to be an expert on everything. But do we ever take the time to walk in someone else's shoes, to really get to know them, their problems, their frame of reference? Do we have empathy for others? We're not talking about sympathy, but empathy. Sympathy is having been there and done that. Empathy requires that we put ourselves in their shoes, even though we have never experienced their situation. Although the word empathy doesn't appear in the Bible has a lot to teach us about empathy. God, our Creator, empathizes with us. Jesus is our model of empathy. Jesus showed a great compassion because of his ability to empathize with the crowds. He is sensitive to others' needs and is moved to action. Empathy, kindness, is a virtue, and being empathetic and reaching out to others requires us to walk in their shoes. So, what can we as Christians do to be more empathetic? First, we must practice active listening. We've got to really listen to what others are saying, even though we may never have experienced what they're going through. We must work to put ourselves in their place. Second, we must share in others' joy and heartbreak. Are we really happy for their good fortunes? And are we really moved to compassion in their weeping? And third, we must be mindful in the moment. Mindfulness requires us not to be quick to judge, but to be non-judgmental, and taking our time to focus on the emotions, thoughts, and sensations occurring in the present moment. Our opinions can wait. So before you flame someone's opinion on social media with all cap rants, take a minute to put yourself in their shoes. If you do, I'm sure your response will be mindful and have more empathy. And when you meet strangers, especially those that might be from different cultures, speak a different language, or have a different religious belief, try to be curious. Jesus provides several examples of breaking the rules of the day and showing empathy, especially with strangers. You might be surprised that by seeking this higher form of knowledge, you'll not only have more empathy for others, but strengthen your Christian faith as well. You'll be better understanding the needs of people around you and be more likely to treat the people you care about the way they wish you would treat them. More importantly, you'll be more clearly understanding that the perceptions you create in others with your words and actions. Let's all practice empathy. This is Tony Agnese.